Now you will have to flip a lot of pages to 1,270. 1,270. You know, there are a lot of implications with regard to Hanukkah, and some of them are almost hidden. And that's why, if you take a look at the bulletin that I hope you picked up, we have the sources for study. We have a text from the Book of Maccabees 1. Now, that's in the Apocrypha. Book of Maccabees was never by the rabbis, it's another Geschichte, another story, never put into the text of the Tanakh, of the Bible itself. It's one of the descriptions of what happened at the time that we celebrate eventually the victory of Hanukkah. And of course it shows that this particular text is from the Book of Maccabees, the first chapter, and it tells us that Antiochus, among other things, stripped off all the cornices of the ornamentations of gold from the front of the temple and took the silver and the gold coins and the precious articles. How come there were coins? How come there was money in the temple? Okay, some people made contributions, but it's much deeper than that. You see, the Torah makes it very clear. Among many other things the Torah teaches us, you have to be very, very compassionate and good to the widow and the orphan. Now, think of it today. A 10-year-old orphan. Father dies. What do you do? You go over and pat his back and say, "Oh, I'm so sorry." Is that enough? No. You have to be good to the orphan. He certainly can't go ahead and start making investments. He can't take care of his whatever heritage his father left him, money, right? And by the way, widows also in those years were not in the position of writing contracts, going into business, right? How do we interpret, you have to be good to the widow and the orphan? The Kohanim, the priests, took it upon themselves to secure the funds of the widow and the orphan, to be sure that nobody steals it. What do you do? There were no banks. There was no place to invest whatever coins the father left behind. What do? They saved it for the widow and the orphan. They were good to them. And in the treasury, in the temple, they held on to it. They secured it. It was a secure method of taking care of the widow and the orphan. Now, go back 300 years before Hanukkah. And the rabbis talk about this in the Talmud a great deal. There was somebody else who conquered us. It was Alexander the Great. And you know what? Anytime somebody conquers you, he can take booty. He can take all the money and the gold and everything else. Alexander the Great left us alone. Do you know why so many Jewish kids are named Alexander? Alex, whatever, that the Talmud says, remember how good he was to you. Name your kids after Alexander. Not Abraham, not Isaac, not Jacob, a Greek. But Antiochus did it differently. Hanukkah isn't only that that Antiochus and the Greco-Assyrians didn't want us to worship our God, take away the mezuzah and so on. He took the money from the treasury. He stole the money of the widows and the orphans. That's what this text implies. And that's horrible. Over and above everything else. Why do you think that war lasted for years? Why do you think that we talk about the redemption of the temple? Yes, you know, the candles, the lighting, and so on. But we also saved everything that the temple stood for. And one of the many, many things, take care of the widow and the orphan. So if you take a look at the Haftarah, which you'll see is on page 1270, there's a very interesting there's a very interesting reference to at the very, very end of the Haftarah. You got to start at the beginning, obviously. At the very end, there is a very important text, Lo b'chayil ve'lo b'koach, ki'im beruchi. It's from the book of Zechariah. Why do we, Zechariah lived about 300 years, 400 years before Hanukkah. Why do we quote him now? Zechariah. You see, Zechariah was around when we were finished with the Babylonian exile, long before there was Hanukkah, hundreds of years before. And he said, you're going to be able to rebuild the temple now. And so there's a reference to the lamp, the light. But that ending in the book of what we read today, Lo b'choach b'lo b'chayil, that was chosen as a theme for Hanukkah by the rabbis long after Hanukkah, when we finally organized how to read the Torah. We didn't read the Torah during the days of Hanukkah. We made offerings, sacrifices. It was only after the Roman exile that we organized how to read the Torah. We no longer have the temple, right? You see, at that time, we didn't have an army to defend ourselves when we were in the exile. I mean, until 1948, how did we defend ourselves? Lo b'chayil, not with an army. Lo b'koach, not with strength, physical strength. Ki'im beruchi, but with my spirit. What kept us going? And what's the theme of Hanukkah? Why do we focus on that candle? It's the Spirit of God. You're going to survive Lo b'chayil. How did we win the Hanukkah? The Maccabees won with an army. But afterwards, forget it. Lo b'chayil. Lo b'choach. You're not going to win with an army. You're going to win with your faith. And that's the reason why we read this particular text on Hanukkah, the theme of faith. So I'm going to ask you to please turn to page 1200.